Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. The Shabbat was for Marim Rashikh, Nishmas, Marcesa Basachur, was Chaim to Ramas Adachan, was Mayor Zev, and Rabbi Alexander Tish, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shmuel Pinchas, Rabbi Yaakov Tzvi, Rabbi Kama 65b, I'm Rabbi Loi Gonav Tov and Asa Ayla, Elab and Asa Shur, Nashin Vyad, Bekono, Tokum Racha Shalom, Tokum Racha Shalom, Tovech, Shalom Moche. Rabbi Loi says, if one stole a lamb and then became a ram, or if he stole a calf and then it became a bull, the stolen item has undergone a change while in the thief's possession, and he has therefore acquired it as his own property. Consequently, his obligation of restitution consists of monetary payment rather than giving back the stolen item itself. If he subsequently stored or stole the animal, it is in effect his own animal that he stored, his own animal that he sells, and he's not obligated in dalet v'hei. Rabbi Chanina's kash is that we have a brice that says if he stole a lamb and it became a ram, he stole a calf and became a bull, he pays kafel and dalet v'hei according to the animal's value at the time when he stole it. So if he was kainit b'shinui, so why does he pay dalet v'hei? Why does he pay dalet v'hei? He's shechting his own, he's selling his own. Amar lei, so Rabbi Loi said to him, "Velamai shinu lekani." So what do you want to say? The shinu isn't kainu. So amai mishalim kain shaganav. So if shinu isn't kainu, so why is he mishalim what it was worth when he stole it? Mishalim ki hashta. Let him pay like now. Because it's not... He was never kainu. Since he was never kainah, then why doesn't he pay that according to the price it's worth now? Why does he pay the price it was worth when he stole it? Armalei, so we can answer him now. Kiyash da'ayin atam v'lo m'sham, you know he doesn't pay according to the price of now? Kishun v'lo'ay, Torah gana v'imuncha d'yukha g'yukha g'yukha g'yukha. That I steal from you a shore, that I steal from you a ram? No. As far as payment goes, it's a different animal. So why should I pay you for an animal that I didn't steal? If I don't have to pay you the price of the animal of the time of Tzvich and Mechir, but rather the animal that actually stole. But he's still paying dalet v'hei, so Rechina wants to prove that he's not going to be shinui. But Rabbi Loi doesn't like that. Rabbi Loi says, "Rachman etzlam mehaydaita," and Rabbi Adra, "Rachman etzlam mehaydaita didach." So Rabbi Loi says, "God should save us from your opinion." Rechina said back, "God should save us from your opinion." Mask the Rabbi's hair. Vein v'shinui hashem. See, even the animal's natural growth is considered a physical change. Let the thief acquire through his change of name, i.e. its change of classification as the ram animal, which originally called a calf or a lamb, now it's considered a bull or a ram. So Rebbe says, no. Short ben yom kari shor, ayo ben yom kari ayo, and he brings a proof from the pasuk. And since short ben shor kari shor, ayo ben yom kari ayo, so he's not kaina, b'shinui, Hashem. Says the Gemara, mikol makom kashia, in any case, the bright said, ilber b'chinit zivakol, b'chinit v'im l'loi. Why is he paying dalet v'hei? Shalot v'er shaloi moicher. If you really kind, and he shouldn't have to pay dalet v'hei if it changed. The animal matured. And for the Gemara, Amar Rav Sheshi Samani Beishamahi Dami Shinim Rukom Rav Tzuloi Kani. Rav Sheshi said, in accordance with whose opinion this price is, in accordance with the opinion of Beis Shammai, who say an item, even if it has undergone a physical change, remains in its place, i.e., a stolen item remains in the possession of its owner, and the thief does not acquire it, even if it undergoes a change. The Gemara's answer is that a braita zot holds the one that says that you have to pay for the tefich and mechira after the animal matured. Beishamai, who says chefet shenaseh b'shinui is like it was before, and meganav isn't kainu. Sanya, we're going to bring a raya for this. Nasan b'san achid b'san sol zid b'san zaytun shemer nov b'san yai. Tanichado tanichan amutav from Yosef Trey Gurion. The me aspurk beishamai oisrim beisil matirin is torn a brisa. If one gave wheat to a prostitute for a payment, i.e. the hire of her services, and she made the wheat into flour. Or if he gave her olives, and she made them into oil. Or if he gave her grapes, he made them to wine. It's told in one price. It's prohibited to bring these products in offering the base of Mikdash. Because it says, you should not bring the hire of a harlot into the house of the Lord your God for any vow. And it was taught in one brisa that these products are permitted as the physical change renders them into new items. Rabbi Yosef says that Gurion of Asporg teaches in a brisa, Beishamai prohibit these products and Bitzilah permit them. If so, these two brisos reflect a dispute between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. What is the reason of Beis Shammai for prohibiting these products? It says you should not bring the hire of a harlot or the price of a dog into the house of the Lord your God for any vow, because they are abominations. The apparently superfluous word even serves to include their changed status. Beis Hillel, who are really excited after they've gotten a physical change, maintain that it says haim, but not so when it says gam, even the shinuyim are forbidden. And according to Beis Hillel, it says haim below shinuyim. That's the haim below shinuyim. Akopanim, Beis Shammai holds that a stolen item remains in the possession of its owner. Okie dokie. Kumt ois from the Gemara that we can learn from Sukkim of Yesnan Zoina that a shinui is koine even legabe gzela, because Beis Hillel holds that shinui is koine. And where is this? Where do you see this? You see this from Esnan Zoina, that when she is given this payment and she makes a change, so this can be brought in the Beis HaMikdash. So it means that it was shinui is koine. It isn't what it was before. So just like it isn't what it was before, she can bring in the Beis HaMikdash. So too, it isn't what it was before in the person's kind. Tosfos asks, "Tema, the besamach nafkalei l'rabba the shinui koine mikra achrina, tichtiv asher gazel kein shegazel yachzir." I still don't understand. Soon on in the Gemara, Rabba learns shinui koine from a different pasuk. It says asher gazel kein shegazel yachzir, explaining their kasha. Writes the Pnei Yoshua, kavanosam. In other words, what Tosis wants to ask is, let it only write the Jerusha of Esnan Zaina, and we can learn from there to Gzela. And once we see by Esnan Zaina that a Shinui is significant, we can also learn by Gzela that a shinui is significant. But you cannot say only write the drasha of the Gavi Gzela and learn to Esnan, because there is a svara to say that Esnan is more chamor, because it's Oyle Gavos, we couldn't learn from Geneva. So Tosfos asks, Nafgale le Rabba, later on with Rabba learns that shinui is kind of from a different pasuk. So what do we need this pasuk from Esnan Zona for? But the Pnei Yeshua explains the kasha is that you don't need the pasuk by Gzela. But typically mehem. We should learn from mehem v'lo shinu yeim. The Torah says that's where Beis Shammai learns it from. From the word shneim, kisoy basa okecha gam shneim. So only them, and not what they were turned into. So what, you don't need asher gazal. You learn from haim, because since like avoa mahani shinui, so kol shken it works for a hedyot. Don't learn the other way around, because maybe. You could say that you'll only write the drush, don't say, but only write the drush of the Gabi Gzela and learn to Esnan, because there's a svar to say that Esnan is more chamor. It's not like a vo, meaning you could say that it's kona by Gineva, but since it's but not by Beis HaMikdash, because that's more chamor, because it's maus. However, Frekbi Pnei Yoshua and the Kash of Tosis, oh no, I'm going to start getting Dvar Mechochim. Tibelav Hochi Yitzrich Kod Ashil Gozal. Benihi Di Alfin and Mehem Velo Shinu Yeyem. The Shinu Havi Kaguf Acher. Afilu Achi Lo Avi Yadin and Misvori Klal Amem Shagaz and Kepik Zeh Adei Shinu Bilei Das and Nigzol. Vigzol Kol Shavu Choy Baal Korcho Shela Nigzol. Vabachol Kenyani Mama Bina Das Acheres Makne. What does the Pnei Yoshua mean? What the Pnei Yoshua wants to ask is, how is it shaykh to learn that Shinu is koine from Esnan Zayna? That even though you can learn from Esnan Zayna that the Gzela is considered like something else since it was changed, nevertheless, it's not muchach from this that the Gzela, that the Gzela is acquired to the Gazlan. Because mehechi tesi to say that the Gazlan is koine the Gzela me'elav beli shum das acheres makne. How do you learn? Makesh is the merit that Gemara mashlicha mi esnan zoina le gzeila. Aval I efshar lomar she mikivan she esnan zoina efshar lavi beit hamikdash the gzeila is kmei le gazla. Because where do you have the das acheres makne? So the he the yalfina nachamo the lashon of Pnei Yoshua the he the yalfina mehem velo shinu yehem. It's where you're right, we learn from Haman not what's changed. The Shinu have a goof acher, the Shinu is like another goof. Nevertheless, we wouldn't know from Svar at all to say that the Gazlan will be Kona Bigzela through the Shinui without the Das HaNigzal. You need Das HaCheres Makne. We're dealing with Kinyonim with Gzela. You need that. We deal with Kinyonim, you need Das HaCheres. And here, you don't have Das HaCheres. So Frekt the Pnei Yoshua and the Kash of Tosis. Tosis wanted to say that if by Gavoa Shinui works, so it certainly works Lagabe Gzela. Lagabe Esnan Zayin works, so it certainly works Lagabe Gzela. Frekt the Pnei Yoshua and Lo, Zalonachon. It's because it works Lagabe Gavoa, but by Gzela you don't have Das HaCheres Makne. That's the kasha of the Pnei Yoshua. So we've been going through in Bava Kamma, we've been going through the Shi'urim of Moreno Hagoyin, of Yaakov Moshe Kalevsky, and I have such geschmack from this. It's like, wow. So we're continuing now, and we'd like to see what Moreno Rabbeinu has to answer this, how he answers this kasha. So Yesh Lachko B'Yisoyd Hachdina Shegazlan Koyne B'Shimi. What's pshat in this din that a gazlan is kind of a shimi? Im noimar shibishah shinishtanis hagzela as a toira makna, as hagzela la gazlan, oi the name of shalin is schade shishum kinyan bishas hashinu, elishibishas hagzela koina hagazlan is a chefetz lagabi chiyuv oinsin, ube emesa yoroi shiiknes hagzela lagamre, elishiyuv hashove, meakev is a kinyan milochu lagamre. Aval achshav shenishtane hagzela upok achiyuv haashove memele niknes hagzela gazlan machmas kinyanu arishon. Do we say pshat is that when the at the time that there's a shinu in the gzela the Torah was makne the gzela to the gazlan, or we say no, there was no chiddush here of any kinyan b'shas hashinu, but rather b'shas hagzela the gazlan is kind of the chefetz legabe chiyuv ve'oinsin. And he should acquire it completely. Just the Chiyuv Hashava is Me'akev, the Kinyan, holds back the Kinyan from taking effect in toto. But now that there's a Shinui in the Gzela, and there's no longer a Chiyuv Hashava, Memela Niknes HaGzela LaGazlan, because of the Kinyan of the first, because of his first Kinyan. So is pshat that b'shas hashinu the Torah is makne, or is pshat that really there should be a kinyan b'shas gzela? But it's meukav because of the chiyuv hashava, and now there's no longer a chiyuv hashava. Memela, it's nikne to the gazlin because of his first kinyan. Now, if we say like the second sad, then you don't need a special gzeres hakasuf for the asim and kinyan, since the Torah is mechadish that is considered like something else, and there's no chiyuv hashava. The chiyuv hashava is only on the same object that he stole. Memela niknes lo agzela machmas kinyan agzela amid meikar. Memela it's niknes because of the original kinyan agzela. So you don't need gzeres hakasuf for the kinyan of the shinu. So according to this, we can say that the pnei was sure learned the first way. Memela he had a good kasha. We can't say that shinu is kinyan. Even if the gzela was nishtanes and it's considered a guf acher, but what about? What about Das Acheres Makne? Is Das Acheres Makne? This is no Kenyan. But by Das HaTaisis, we can say that they learned the second way. That the Torah was Mechadesh. That now that the Chayfetz changed, there's no longer a Chiyuv HaShavah. And the Mela, it's Niknes Lagazim because the original Kenyan Zela. And therefore, Tosis had a good Kasha. Let's only write the Jerasha of Haim Velo Shinu Yem Gabi Esnan. And we can learn from there that it's considered a Dabar Chodesh, and you're not Chayiv to be Meshav as a Zela Atzma. And you don't need a special Jerasha to teach you Shinukah. In other words, what's bothering the Pnei Yeshua is that by Gzela, you need a special limud. You can learn from Esnan. Because by Gzela, there should be no Kenyan, because there's no Das Acheres Makne. So the answer is that Tosis is learning that you don't need a special limud for the Kenyan, because the Kenyan was made from the get-go, when he stole it, and therefore he's chayv and oynes. The only thing is, what's going to make it that he's not going to be chayv? What's going to make it that he doesn't have to return this object anymore? There's no longer a chiyuv hashava. The shinui. Once there's a shinui, there's no longer a chiyuv hashava. And then why is he kona the object incompletely? Because the original king. That's the way Tosis is learning. So in Melo, we have a kasha. If by Esnan Zainu we see that a shinui is significant, that she can bring this to the Beis HaMikdash. Because it changed. So we can also learn by Geneva that you just don't have to return the object. That there's no longer a Chiyuv HaShavah. Not that there's a Kenyan. The Kenyan was from the get-go. All you're learning now is that there's no Chiyuv HaShavah, the Yetzem object. And the Kenyan is the Dabar Shebe Meila, because what originally happened. So that's why the Gemara is asking from one and the other. Meaning we're extracting from Esnan, Gzela as well. It can be compared. And then Tosis says Akasha, so just as the Pnei Yeshua understood it, so just bring me Esnan. So I bring me Gzela. The Pnei Yeshua says, Ma Pitom. You need Gzela, because there the Chiddush is there, Kenyan Gzela, when there's a Shinu. The answer is no, the Kenyan is because of the original Maisa Gzela. So all you learn by Gzela from the Pasuk is that there's no Chiyuv HaShavah in the Yetzem object, because it changed. You can already learn that from the fact that a change in object means a change in status. You learn that already from Esna. She can bring the Esna to the Beis HaMikdash, then there's also no Chiyuv in the Etzem object by Gzela. And don't ask me the Kasha the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua had gefragt what about Das Makne? No. It's not an issue here, because the Kenyan is being made because of the original Maisa Gzela. We don't need Das Makne. and there's already chiyuv eyonsin. There's just an ikuv on a total kinyan because there's a chiyuv hashava. And the shim it makes there's no chiyuv hashava. How do you know chiyuv makes no chiyuv hashava? You can already learn that from Esna. Givaldik. Now in the Sefer Oinig Yontif, in Simon Choftes, he learns the second, like the second sat. That Lo Nischadei Shum Kinyin B'Shas Hashim B'Shas Hegzela He's Kainan Begabei Chiyuv Einsim, and he should be Kainan completely. He's just not because of Chiyuv Hashav, and now there's no longer Chiyuv Hashav, so the Kinyin is completed. That's the way the Oinig Yontif learns. Rabbi Zalman in the Evan Ezel, in Hilchas Nizkei Mamon, Perek Zayin, Halacha Yud Beis, is Tomeya on the Oinig Yontif from the Sheet of the Yechayim in Tov Chof Beis, which is cited by the Mogen Avrom in Tov Feish Lamed Zayin, that even according to the man the Omar, Gezel Hagoy is Mutter. Even according to the man the Omar, that Gezel Hagoy is Mutter. Nevertheless, if one steals from a guy, it's still not called lachem, therefore he's not yotze, the arbu minim. Now, according to the Sfar of the Oinig Yontif, that if he's not chayv mitzvah hashava, when mele is kind of gzela, why aren't you kind of gezel a guy? Why aren't you kind of gezel a guy? You're koneh, he stole it. And the only thing that's ma'akev, the true kinyan, the complete kinyan is chayv hashava, but he has no chayv hashava. So it should be a complete kinyan, so why is it not shelachem? Why is it not shelachem? That's the kasha. So says Marina of Rabbeinu Zatzal, Yesh lach kor b'yisoyda din shel kinyan egzela. Im nomar, what's pshat in kinyan egzela? Should we say that the Torah was mechadish, kinyan egzela rak ba'ofen, sha'aydei kinyan egzela yischai v'gazlin ba'insin? The Torah was mechadish kinyan egzela only in an instance that through the kinyan egzela, the gazlin will be chayiv in onus. That the achrayis for the oinsei gzela is because of the bailus that the gazlan has. Or we say that since the Torah is mechadish, there's a musik of kinyan gzela, memela there's no chiluk if he's mischayv b'oinsin aydei kinyan gzela or not. Nachama, do we say that the Torah is mechadish kinyan gzela only when through the kinyan egzela he's going to be mischayv and oinsin? That the achrayis for oinsei hagzela is because of the bailus that he has, or no? We say that since the Torah was mechadish, that is the concept of kinyan egzela, it doesn't matter if he's mischayv b'oinsin or not. Is it wrapped up, intertwined with the achrayis for the oinsin or not? How does the kinyan egzela work? The Nesivis learn the first way, Shinan Aleph Aleph, that if he steals through Chil Shabbos, he's not Kana through Shina, since he's not Mischayev Ba'insin. Because of Kim Leib the Rabbi Minei, Mela, he has no Kinyane Geneva, and he can't be Kana the Geneva B'Shina. Because it only starts, the kinyan only starts because of the yischayvus b'oinsin. Because he has bailus, but here he doesn't. Because of kim leibed rabbi minei, so he's no kinyan egzela, and he can't be kona b'geneva with a shinui. And so it comes out from Rabbi Kiva Eger and Ksubis, the 34b. See where Rabbi Chanan says in Oskuf Chof Beis there, in Ksubis. So according to that, we can answer the kash of the Eben Ezel. We can say that the Yireim holds like the Nesivis. And therefore he writes, correctly, somebody who steals from a guy, it's not called Lachem. That even though he has no Chiyav HaShava, nevertheless, he's not counted Gzela, Ayidei Kinyan Gzela, since he has no Chiyuve Einsin for this Gzela. Because he's no Chiyav Teshlim at all. In the Mela, the Torah wasn't Mechadesh Kinyan Gzela by him. When is there kinyan gzeila? When there's a chiyuv to pay for onus. But if here there's no chiyuv to pay for onus, memela, there are no kinyan gzeila. Normally, you steal from a Jew. There's kinyan gzeila because he has to pay onsin. But here he doesn't have to pay onsin because there's no chiyuv to pay at all. He doesn't owe the goy anything according to the man Dama Gezalakum. So the male, the Torah wasn't mechadish any kinyan exil. The Torah was not mechadish any kinyan exil. It's not considered lachem. Advarim meirim kasapirim baruch Hashem. And we have mamish velts to talk about Murray Rabbi Yitzchak and this sugya and more sugyas in this incredible perek. Wow, hamrubes, just not shaykh. Baruch Hashem. Okay, thank you for listening, and please stay tuned for more and more of the philosophy of Torah. Shalom, shalom.